only is it probably the most anticipated sports event here in the city of Chicago, but I would argue across the country. This is our opportunity to really reinvent and reimagine what that race experience looks like.
Hi, this is Julie Giese, and you are On the Road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line the driving force for racing for NASCAR on the most anticipated event on the Chicago sports calendar coming up for this summer. It is the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, and excited to have its president on, the one and only Julie Giese. Welcome back to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me.
We were talking a little bit off the air. It is the off season, right? The season is about to start with the Clash and all that. But, you know, with everything that's going on with Phoenix, with the championship, and of course, transitioning to Chicago, Julie Giese doesn't get an off season.
It's so funny because in our sport, I feel like the off season is busier sometimes than the season. And I was talking to a few people yesterday where we're looking forward to the season getting started because then you're able to just really start executing a lot of things you've been working on. But it's been fun.
Yeah, and exciting too, because you know, a welcome back for the series and for fans back to the Clash at the Coliseum, which, you know, proof of concept. It was a hugely successful event, and now to execute in another way, and then leading in, of course, you know, to Daytona and all of that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, everybody just sort of hits their stride. But when it comes to Chicago, I mentioned it, and it wasn't an overstatement, the most anticipated event on the Chicago sports calendar. But even if you're not interested in sports or racing, you will not avoid it. It is happening on the street. So what's it like? I mean, pieces are coming into play here for the street race.
It really is. And it's been a really fun few months. Our team is fully relocated now to Chicago. We've got an office and a team that is fully dedicated on the Chicago street race. And I agree. I think not only is it probably the most anticipated sports event here in the city of Chicago, but I would argue across the country this year. And, you know, I think this is the first time that NASCAR is hosting in a NASCAR street race. We've never done it before, which is just so amazing to me. This is our 75th anniversary, and to be able to do that in Chicago has been, it's exciting. We're looking forward to it. Lots of planning, but a lot of really fun things that we are getting locked in, like some of the music that we announced earlier this week.
Y'all, it's a big thing. And you look at the way that NASCAR tries, as much as the exciting, you know, action on the track is great for all the fans and all that. But I think as in each market, each track, right, it takes on sort of the vibe of the community that it's in. And so obviously, you know, food, music is huge for Chicago, and you guys did not disappoint. We knew that Charlie Jones and the C3 group, of course, instrumental in so much of that success for Lollapalooza. We knew that they were in on things, but talk a little bit about the entertainment. It's big.
It really is. Earlier this week, we announced who that concert talent was going to be. We said that we wanted this to be a festival experience, which I think is really one of the great things about Chicago in the summertime is there's just so much to do outside and in the beautiful park. So we announced that on Saturday, July 1st, in conjunction with the NASCAR Xfinity Series race, that we will have the Black Crows and the Chainsmokers headlining that event. Both of them will give full concerts that day. And then Sunday, just prior to the NASCAR Cup Series race, we have Charlie Crockett and Miranda Lambert, nice, who will both perform full sets.
So, and this is important too for the listeners, you know, oftentimes with different events and certainly races, you'll have headlining acts. They'll come in, but they only play like a few songs, right? They're just sort of getting the crowd pumped up. This is a real festival that has as much of a music side and as much as a race side. These are full concerts.
Yeah, that's a great point, Dane. And absolutely, this is full concerts, full sets, just like you would see when you go to any other music festival. We want this to be an all-encompassing event weekend with the races, the on-track action, the music, all the Chicago food that we're going to have weaved in throughout the park, and lots of other entertainment. I think there's an opportunity for us to educate people about NASCAR and our history. As I mentioned, this is our 75th anniversary. And I also think it really, one of the things I really want to make sure we do is just celebrate the history of racing in Illinois and in Chicago with the race that we had at Soldier Field. There was the very first street race in the country was held here. Obviously, you have Route 66. So a lot of really great history that we're going to weave into it as well.
Yeah. And you think about that, just like that history, that legacy that Chicago has, maybe a little under the radar for a lot of people, but it'll definitely be front and center when it comes to the street race. And you mentioned the food side of things. And also, too, is I think it's important to note that the word festival, so this isn't like race tickets. It is like a full festival. And what was that thought process in, too, is just to try to have it be just this big, big, big experience that has racing in it as well?
You talked earlier about the Busch Light Clash and how that was a proof of concept. And really, that was a starting point for us when we think about taking our sport to new markets. And that really helped us solidify as we were moving forward with a street race and what we wanted to do. And I think, you know, being outside in a park in downtown Chicago, it just lends itself to so much more than the race cars on track. Of course, that is the hallmark of the event weekend, those races. But, you know, this is our opportunity to really reinvent and reimagine what that race experience looks like. And I think, you know, it leans into everything that you see in Chicago throughout the summer. There's just so much to do here. There's so many great festivals already. So I think it's a really great blend of the racing experience and really what Chicago does so well every year.
So many touch points on the entertainment side. And we go back to those statistics that for the Clash, it was 70% of the tickets were first time race fans. So for many, it's going to be an introduction to NASCAR and racing for the people that get to experience the street race and all the excitement around it. Is that part of that thought process, is that you never get a second chance to make a first impression? NASCAR will do that in a big way for many this summer. Is that the thought?
Absolutely. That is incredibly important for us. We want to make sure that we put the best foot forward and deliver just the absolute best experience possible for everyone who attends the race. And I would say also to just the city of Chicago, its residents, businesses, organizations, we want to make sure that this weekend is a tremendous success for everybody. It's a great opportunity for NASCAR to introduce our sport to a whole new audience. But it's also a great opportunity for us to showcase Chicago to an international audience on the broadcast.
Yep. You think about that. We're going to talk about the tickets, which are going on sale February 2nd in just a second. I know that the fans are excited. Everybody's excited. The city's excited. I know the drivers are excited, too. This is a little bit different. Being a track president where you've been with tracks where drivers could get there, especially at a new race, and maybe do a test or something like that. It's a little different here. We've had the iRacing, right, which we had talked a lot about over the last couple of years. How are drivers preparing? Is that something that they've brought to you on maybe the nuts and bolts side for the teams? Is like, how do we get ready for this?
Yeah, I think if you look at, you talk about the iRacing, the virtual race that we did a couple of years ago. I mean, I think that's a good starting point. And, you know, during the pandemic, that was something that our teams relied on heavily because we didn't have practice and qualifying. Like, you arrived at the racetrack and we're running a race. And so I think you'll see a lot of drivers continuing to prepare that way. You know, that, like you said, we're not going to be setting up a lot of practices. They'll have a little bit of practice on race weekend just prior to the race. But outside of that, everything that all the preparation will really have to be done, you know, virtually and just preparing away from the race car.
Yeah, and they'll all just be starting from square one. So that will be very cool. All right, the tickets are going to be available coming up soon. A different situation, right? It's not your normal speedway with seating charts and all that. And we've talked about the festival and all the other elements that are built into that experience. So talk about, there's a couple different kind of ticket levels that are in there and different experiences already.
Absolutely. So we already have tickets on sale for our premium experiences, which are your reserve seats and your hospitality. There's a wide range of options based on the type of view and the type of experience that you want to see. And then on February 2nd, we will have our general admission tickets go on sale. We will have a pre-sale for that January 31st and February 1st. If you're interested and want to get tickets, you can go online to NASCARChicago.com, actually sign up to receive notice about that pre-sale. So definitely do that. Otherwise, they will go on sale to the general public on February 2nd. And that GA pass really allows you to move around the park and see the race from a few different vantage points. And one note, too, we talked about all those concerts. Your ticket for the weekend includes the concerts and the races. It's a 2-day pass. Nice. So it is all inclusive with the concerts and the racing, which is important and different from what we've done in the past.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. Cool to note, important to note as well. And for the fans too, you look at when there's a first event in a city, you look at Formula One in Miami, it sold out like in, I don't know, 11 minutes or something like that. Right. So if you want to go to this, you should get in on it as soon as possible because, you know, it is the first time ever that this has happened. And I know people are going to be coming out of the woodwork, not just in the Chicagoland area, but I think race fans, have you heard that, Julie, where people from all over the country that make trips, make those pilgrimage to different speedways, they're going to be in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. We are anticipating driving a lot of tourism to the city of Chicago, people coming from other markets to be here for the event, to experience the first time. Again, the fact that it is the very first street race in NASCAR history is pretty special by itself. And so we do expect to see a lot of people traveling in to be part of it.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Making history right here in Chicago. Julie Giese writing some of that history that is going to be coming up. We're going to enjoy it. Again, we'll have links. Julie, we'll let you get back to the non-off season that you're enjoying. Excited for the start of NASCAR racing this season. Of course, we'll talk to you a number of times till we get to the streets.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Dane.